Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
All right, you guys know what time it is. It's Thursday afternoon. It's 5:30, VOC Nation. You're rocking out with the Faces for Radio. I'm Gartiz, as always, with the one and only Anthony on the line as well.
Sup?
What's going on, buddy?
Not a much.
Man, you know what's crazy is we take a week off, and I feel like we haven't been around. I feel like we haven't done this in like forever.
It has been a hot minute.
Whatever that is.
Well, I mean, it's been however long a hot minute is. I guess a hot minute in this case would be 14 days.
14. Exactly.
Exactly. But before we get moving on, man, let's go ahead and let everybody know how to get in touch with us, man. We got, you can always hit us up on the Gmail at facesforradioshow@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook. Faces for Radio Show. You can follow us on Twitter at Faces for Radio 1, or just go old school, the easy way, the direct line to the man, 855-862-7234. Chat with us for a little bit, because not like we have much to talk about. So, yeah, call in.
You're getting good at
that. What's up, man? Thanks, man. I've been practicing. I sit here in front of the mirror, and I practice it.
So, you're doing good.
Trying to get my... Thanks, man. Appreciate that. I gotta keep up with you, man. I can't let you outshine me every single week. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't be Marty. I can't do it.
You can't be Marty. Nobody wants to be Marty. Marty doesn't want to be Marty.
Nobody. Exactly. I mean, is there really a tag team that you can think of that like split up both with their own ways and still like maintain like equal footing? Because I can't think of one. There's always a Marty and always a Sean.
I mean. Wow, that's a great question. There's got to be a tag team that's done. There's got to be. Because like,
if you think about
say,
it,
like,
they're...
the Rock and Sock connection, because they came together afterwards, you know? And you couldn't say, like, New Age Outlaws, because they, like, broke apart and then they got back together. So, like, they don't count. That's a good
question.
And
you always have, like, your Bret Hart and your Jim Neidhart.
Yeah.
Which might be just as tragic as Sean and Marty.
Yes.
Yeah, man. I can't think of anything. Demolition went their own way. You got a crush on the Repo Man.
We all know what happened with Hawk and Animal.
Oh, Hawk and Animal really couldn't do it really by themselves, man. They were just linked for life. Maybe
yeah,
like
I can't
us, man.
Maybe
we're
had
the
solo matches.
Oh, they had a couple back in the day, but it really wasn't anything too special. So we're basically like the Legion of Doom of radio. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I thought of a tag team that split up and both became huge stars.
Really?
I did. I just thought of it.
All right. Drop it on me, man.
I don't know the name of the tag team, but I know they were a tag team. And that would be the tag team of Sting and the Ultimate Warrior.
Ooh, the Blade Runners.
There you go.
The name of the team. Now, see, I don't know if that counts, though, because they were in a different promotion, then broke up and went on to be successful as singles competitors in different promotions. They were never, it wasn't like they were both in WWF as a tag team, split up and stayed in WWF. It's a good come on. That's a good one. And I don't think there could be another one as big as that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to think of something.
Yeah.
I don't want you thinking of anything. Encyclopedia.
Yeah, but I don't want you thinking of anything too much right now, man. Tell me, what you had a story to tell me that has something to do with the cranium. Like, what's going on, man?
So I have a severe concussion. I mean, I don't know how severe it is. It's not like I'm going to the doctor for it because it's like, what are they going to do? They're going to be like, you have a concussion, yada, 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 yada. But I do have a concussion because, you know the feeling when you have a concussion. So here's the story of what happened to me and how this occurred, because it's pretty it's absolutely ridiculous. So as you know, they're doing work on my house, right? And
right.
One of the things the guys are doing is they're redoing my stoop out in the front. And Tuesday night, it was raining, or it was about to rain Tuesday night. And the guy was putting the concrete on the stoop, and he's, like, in front of the stoop, and I'm upstairs in the room with all my books in it. And he yells up, he goes, Anthony, I need the staples for my staple gun so I can cover up the stoop for the night. He's like, but they're downstairs. Do you mind, like, running down and getting them for me? And I was like, yeah, no problem. So I run down the first flight of stairs, and I go to the second flight of stairs. All right. Normally what I do is I run down the stairs, and usually when I get to like the second, third stair, I'll like hop off and I'll hop to like the landing. You know what I mean? So
right.
I'm trying to go fast, and I guess I must have did it at like the fifth or the sixth stair. And I just like was running quick, and I leaped at like full speed, Gartiz, like full speed. And my head went right into that like corner hanging part. You know where, like, the other staircase would be, like, coming down? Like, that's why the ceiling is, like, lower?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, my head went right into the corner of it. And I just, like, hit the ground. Man. I just, like, fell and hit the ground, you know? And I was, like, holding my head for, like, I mean, it felt like I was holding it for, like, an hour. But it couldn't have been that long because that guy needed the staples. And it's funny because it's, like, you know, if I knew the guy, like, if it was you and you asked for the staples, I would have been like, Gartiz, you got to come downstairs. Like, you got to the hospital. You got to help me. You got to help me. You know, like, I would have been, like, freaking out.
You're right.
But because I didn't really know this dude, I had to, like, sack up and, like, act like this didn't even, like, faze me, you know? So, like, so I pull it. I, like, you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I know exactly. I'm just picturing this whole thing going down. Like, all right, go ahead. I'm sorry laughing at this, but...
Dude, it's all right. So I pull it together, and I can't find the staples, like, at all. Like, I can't find them, man. I'm like, I can't even, like, see straight. I go upstairs, and I tell him, like, I can't find the staples. And he's like, don't worry about it. He's like, I'll use screws. I was like, yeah, man, I hit my head. I got to go upstairs. And I go upstairs, and I look in the mirror, man. Dude, I look like Beldar Conehead, man. Like, straight up, Dan Aykroyd, Beldar Conehead, man. My head is like a triangle. It is so high up in the air. I take a picture of it with, like, my phone, you know, to see what it looks like. I got a huge red lump and like a hard, like, line across the red lump. You know what I mean? So then I go downstairs to, like, see, like, where I hit the wall. Dude, I chipped the corner of the ceiling. That's how hard it was, the corner. Like, you know how hard corner pieces are.
Well, the thing is, usually the corner piece, yeah, usually the corner piece in that is either going to be like a stud of wood with where like the drywall meets, and they'll put like a metal trim that makes the corner. Probably ran your head like straight into like metal and wood.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Dude, so then like I go to the other job yesterday. And it's in under fluorescent lights for the most part all day. And I'm like freaking, like, Jesus, man. I can't even function yesterday. So I'm like, all right, you know, I'm going to take off today from that job. So I do it, and I'm like, yeah, I'll be fine. Like, I'll be fine. I'll just rest up a little bit, and I'll be fine. Absolutely not, bro. I've been a mess all day today. And here's another part I didn't even tell you. So when I jumped off the stairs and I like hit my head, dude, I hit so hard that it was like I didn't even like brace myself, you know, like for my fall. Like, it just like hit, and I just hit the ground. Like, it was horrible. It wasn't
right.
Until like yesterday.
Terrible,
dude. It was horrific. It was like one of those things that you would like see on Jackass, and it would be like one of those things where even if I knew it wouldn't kill me, I would never in a million years ever be able to do it. I just wouldn't be able to pull up the stones to do it, and I noticed yesterday, like, evening when I, like, sat down at the end of the day, my whole left side of my body was bruised up and banged up because, like I said, I didn't brace my fall. I just fell and hit the ground. But my head hurt so much at the time, I didn't even realize that my foot was – that the rest of my body was messed up. And that's my concussion story.
Jeez, dude. That's terrible, man.
Yeah, man, it's like legit. Like, I really hurt myself.
Sounds really, like, is the swelling gone down?
Yeah, I mean, I don't look like I am from France anymore, but I still look like, I mean, you can look at me and you can tell there's a bump.
It's going to be a bump for a while.
Dude, I was embarrassed.
Like, if you take
Tuesday, I was just embarrassed to go in. I, like, didn't want to see anybody at the work. I just went in and did my thing, and that was it, and then I left.
Well, it was funny because I thought about that because usually, you know, you'll at some point swing by and I'll see you during the day. And I was like, man, Anthony's just kind of bounced out. Maybe it's something to do. And I didn't really think nothing of it. But, dude, I can't believe that, man. Like, that's crazy. Like, I can only imagine, like, hitting, like, knocking yourself temper. Like, did you black out at all?
I don't think I blacked out. And to be honest with you, at first, Gartiz, I didn't even really think it was a concussion because it, like, just really, really hurt. And it wasn't like I was, like, dizzy, and it wasn't like I was having, like, a headache or anything like that. It just, like, really hurt. And then after it all went away, it really wasn't until being at work the next day under the fluorescent lights that it started to, like, really bother me.
Yeah, which I can see that happening, man. I mean, and that sucks, dude. I mean, but how are you feeling today? Like, in general, any headaches, anything like that, dizziness still?
Yeah, a little bit here and there, in and out. So I just figured I'll do one more day tomorrow and then just rest up for the weekend and then hopefully I'll be okay, you know, like, and that'll be that.
So I'm assuming the amusement park is out of the question for the weekend.
Whoa, that was the plan?
Nah, I'm bullshit. That was never the plan.
No,
it's tough
because I really wanted to play hockey and I'm not going to be able to play hockey this weekend.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, I mean, the hockey's going to have to be done for a while, man. Like,
you
really got to take care of it. Yeah, man, you really, I mean, if it's as bad as you're making it out to seem, you really got to take, you know, this is a message for the kids. Protect the dome. Okay, that thing takes at least 5 to 7 days to even be close to being healed if it's as hard as you said it is.
Yeah, but that's okay. I only played hockey in a week, so that means it'd be next Sunday would be my next game.
So basically you're talking almost a week and a half?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you just have to kind of play it by ear and see how that goes, man.
I'm upset that I got to miss one game.
Yeah, you'll probably be more upset, though, if your dome gets complete. Like, if you catch a puck to the head this weekend, forget about it, man. You'll turn into a vegetable. Like,
yeah.
It's completely not worth it.
I know. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's really not worth it. like that's some serious stuff. And the worst part about it, concussions, is, man, like you said, you can feel good, but there's still, like, swelling. There's still things going on in your brain. And, man, it just doesn't get good. It can get, like, those headaches under fluorescent lights, those kind of things can last a long, long time, man. Like, there's a reason there's such a big deal in the NFL and throughout, you know, college sports now, because they're starting to find the lingering effects are ridiculous, man.
Like, last night I'm watching, because I got nothing to do, you know, and it's like, you're not supposed to watch TV, you're not supposed to do anything, but it's like, how do you not do anything? How do you just sit there and do nothing? So I put on the WWE Network last night, and I'm watching the Monday Night War, and I'm up to the Mick Foley episode, right? And
okay.
I'm looking at this dude doing, like, headers, taking chairs to the dome, flying off cells. I'm like, man, I did one jump into a corner, and my week's messed up. This guy's falling off a cell, getting teeth through the nose, and he's coming out the next day, like, chilling.
Have you seen Mick Foley lately? There is nothing chilling about that guy, man. That guy's got more issues than you could possibly imagine. You couldn't pay me enough to want to be in that guy's physical condition.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
But I will say he's got... Yeah, sure, what's up?
A concussion-related question, because you're like, you know all this stuff. And like I said, I'm not going to a doctor because all doctors, I'm going to pay money for a doctor to be like, you have a concussion, you need to stay out of it, watch out. And he's going to be like all the things that, like, everybody already knows to, like, not to do. He's going to tell me not to do, you know? But here is my one question that I'm going to ask. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, the only thing a doctor could possibly get you to do would be what you might do now would be some kind of testing that they can almost like baseline testing, kind of see where you've progressed a certain amount of time. Where they may do some kind of a test and be like, but the thing is, I doubt they have any kind of baseline testing. Like, I know for certain high school sports, at the beginning of the season, kids will take a test of where they're healthy. So if they suffer concussion, they actually is like a whole protocol, which at every certain interval, you have to go and take this test, and you're to come back to do any kind of physical contact until you can match your results. And even then, you're not even allowed to come back and get physical contact. You're actually allowed to start training, running, and moving. Like, any kind of moves, bouncing is, like, completely off limits. And then after you do running for a while, then pass another test, then you're able to come back into full contact.
So, okay, and this kind of goes like this kind of goes into the question I was going to ask you. Can I do my exercise?
Okay.
Or can I, or do I have to like lay off that now for the weekend too?
If I were you, I would, and it's obviously easier said than done, because believe me, I'm the same exact way when it comes to injuries and stuff like that. But being that we're not exactly young kids anymore, and that this stuff like this can linger a little longer, and I'm just more conscious of these things, I would say take a couple days off. At least take the weekend off. It's not going to hurt you any at all, and it's not going to hurt you to take the time off, as opposed to doing it, because you really don't want to get your blood pressure too high. You don't want to have your head low then high. Like, you know what I mean? You don't want to change your head position too much. You want to try
no,
to keep your head straight up.
That's why I'm asking you.
Okay.
I knew you knew the answer
yeah.
to this. That's why I was asking
I
you.
Would... Like, on the plus side, you'll probably be able to get back into your routines a little quicker because there's no impact. But on the other way about it, there is a lot of, I mean, you don't want to raise your heart rate too much. You don't want to have too much blood flowing around. And you don't want to have your head up and down, side, you know, that kind of thing. Like, you want to try to maintain your head as steady and as consistent as possible while you're healing. So I would at least take the weekend from now until Monday off of anything. Like, try to be as lazy as humanly possible with doing absolutely nothing until then. And then, you know,
stretching?
See how you feel. I mean, stretching, as long as you're, like not engaging, brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
right.
You gotta, yeah. Stretching, okay, you're cool. But no, again, nothing that's going to raise your heart rate too much. And nothing's going to make your head... You really don't want to keep your head lower than your heart, really. You don't want a lot of blood flow to the brain right now.
Okay.
You want to, because your brain is a good, if it's concussed, is the brain swollen, and you want to get the blood to flow out of it, not into it, type of thing. And I mean, and luckily, if you hit your forehead or the top of your head.
No, it was like the top of my head. Like I said, man, I looked like a cone
head,
bro.
That sucks. If this is your forehead, it would. Well, you know what else sucks about that area too? It's like right above your forehead. Is a softer area, and since there's really no muscle, fat, or anything, it's just basically skin on bone, like, you're going to feel it a lot more than had you, like, hit, like, your shoulder or something. So it's going to feel a million times worse. But at the same time, it is a softer part of the head as opposed to hitting your forehead, which is the hardest part of your head. And, you know, so... I mean, if you didn't black out,
It's, like, in between the ears.
Oh, my gosh, that sucks. You basically went straight up into that corner. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't even into an angle.
No, it wasn't to an angle. Think of it. It was like a diagonal.
No, you didn't jump at an angle. You jumped straight up into the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
much. God, dude, that sounds terrible.
Dude, man.
I'm thinking that maybe you ran and, like, went head first into it, like, forehead off of it. Like, that... Kids do it, but going straight. Oh my god, my head hurts now thinking about it, dude.
And
you
think about
vomited
it
or anything, have you?
Dude, it was 15 minutes or so after I worked out, so I was still like jacked up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I was like I was shooting down the stairs, and like I was jumping at like full, like I was jumping, like I knew what I was doing, like I was jumping to do like a sick landing, like I was gonna try to like spin around, you know, like do some sort of stupid. Like parkour nonsense.
Yeah, some hardcore parkour.
Yeah, and I just did it, man. It's like, goes to show, if you're 31 years old, walk down the stairs.
Oh my gosh, man. I can't believe you ate it like that.
I wish somebody would have taped it. I really wish it was on film.
Oh, dude, I'm just glad you're okay, man. Like, I'm glad you didn't eat it any harder.
Yeah, it's you know what? And it's cool, man, because I really don't feel guilty being out of work for it because it's such an obvious injury. Like, I showed our buddy who's the boss, and I was like, yo, just look at the top of my head. And I just bent my head down. He was like, oh, man. I was like, yeah, bud.
he's like, that looks messed up.
Dude, it was gnarly. Oh. And it looked worse a couple of days ago. Like, today it looks – I haven't been checking it, you know.
I really wish you would have showed me this when it happened, man. I would have loved to see this.
Dude, it's embarrassing.
If you get a chance, you got to send me the picture.
All right. I should have it on my phone.
All right. We'll take care of that later. We'll take care of – my God, dude. That's terrible. Yeah, dude, I would definitely stay off of the exercise or anything else in the meanwhile.
Are you allowed to read that, reading off the list, too?
Dude, you probably should do that because they really do. Like when you're watching TV, they don't want you to focus too much on one thing. So like, you can read, but like reading's probably the safest thing for you to do, but in small doses. So like maybe like 15 minutes on, 15 minutes off type of deal. Because really, you don't want to basically force your brain to focus on anything.
Man. What a waste of time this is going to be.
Take advantage of it, man. Sometimes it's all right just to do nothing, like literally nothing.
Dude, I can't do literally nothing. Nothing to me is like playing video games. That's doing nothing.
And that's probably the worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
Which actually brings me to a point that I really wanted to talk to you about, man, because it kind of goes down your alley, because I know you've kind of gotten into this game review thing lately. And you've been, you know, you're into your games anyway. So a couple weeks ago, man, you brought up. Yeah, yes, that's exactly way to plug. All right. So I was reading actually today on CNN about hashtag Gamergate, which is essentially bit. Okay, so you know what I'm talking about.
We talked about this one of the episodes on the show.
Right. Right, I know. We talked about it when it first started. We talked about bringing the girl on who's, like, started the whole thing. Like, have you seen the aftermath of it? Like, what it's transpired? Like,
you heard – oh, you're talking about terrorist threat, quote-unquote?
Yeah, like the rape and violence and death threats at, like, the female reporters and the female – apparently it's even expanded, like, female game developers.
You
have,
know
like,
that,
started receiving.
You know that – some of those, like, I don't know what the percentage is, but I want to say most. And I can only give you from what I've researched, and I don't have numbers in front of me because I didn't know we were going to bring this up, but I would have done legit research had I known. Probably not today with my brain, but this whole nonsense going on is they make this stuff up. It's 90% made up. Like, there was – the last time this all went down, it, like, turned out that, like, the girl was using fake Twitter accounts to send herself, like, negative messages and stuff. So anytime something happens with her, you got to take it with, like, a grain of salt.
Are we talking about a girl?
Yeah, that Anna Saskestein or whatever her name is.
I couldn't even tell you her name, to be honest with you.
It's Anita Sagatistine or Nana Sagatistine, something like that.
It might have been it.
It's irrelevant, is what it is. Her name shouldn't even be said on our show. We could talk about her, but I don't want to give her any free publicity.
So, I mean, you're really – where do you follow all this? Like, because I'm reading this whole article, and again, you know my stance on games. I really don't give a crap. Like, I think Go ahead.
I think it falls down to this, Gartiz. That girl is an SJW, a social justice warrior. And I hate social justice warriors. They're the worst people on the face of the planet. If you don't like something, then don't deal with it. You have no right, you have no business telling me what I can enjoy and what I can pay the money I earn to buy. If a game developer makes a game too sexist, or too racy for you, then don't buy it. If enough people don't buy the game anymore, then they'll stop making the game. Or you make a game that you think people that you think is appropriate for people. If more people buy your game than buy the sexist game, then you know what? The sexist game will stop being bought. It will stop being made because they won't be making money off of it. But until then, stop forcing people and bullying people into buying certain stuff.
Think about it, like, as I've seen it, like, one, I think it's completely out of line if it really has gotten to the point of sending this woman death and rape threats. Completely out of line. Like, that is, it's just not necessary. The woman has her point of view. As far as, like, her feministic points of view, like, I get it. If you want to be a feminist and you want to defend your rights of a woman, that's fine. Just, yeah, I think people take it a little too far, trying to push their agenda to get you to feel the same way they feel, as opposed to, like, standing up for their own rights, which, okay, whatever.
And I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the thing is you're right. There shouldn't be people threatening, oh, you know, they're going to rape this girl, they're going to kill this girl. It shouldn't be. It's absolutely appalling that they do that. However, and they don't say it, but the people on the other side, they make the same kind of veiled threats and stuff to people on the other side. So for them to use that as like, people claim that they're going to do this, it's like, shut your mouth, because it comes from your side as well. And it's always going to be that way. Somebody on a computer on either side who doesn't have to face up and deal with the consequences of anything is going to say some nonsense BS no matter what. That's going to happen until the internet makes it so you're forced to identify yourself when you post something. That's going to continue.
Well, one of the things that I don't get, or that I kind of get but I just don't see, is a point like they're talking about these sexist and these racy games. But the truth of the matter is, it's not the entire game. Like, for instance, let's take a Grand Theft Auto, which I'm sure is under fire for this. Are there small portions of the game that do, you know, maybe are a little racy or maybe can be come off as sexist? Sure. But there's also a million other things going on in this game that could offend a million different other groups. So it's not necessarily that the game is like this sexist game. It's not like we have these like these games of like sex trade games where like you're just like hunting down women and selling them on black markets and shit like that. Like it's nothing like that. So I mean, I think it's like, well, would you be okay with a game if you took those elements out, or is it the game? It seemed like you said.
Wait, Gartiz, you still there? Because you broke
game,
up for like a second.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Wait, where you said? Go back like a sentence, because you made like a really good point, and then it like cut for a second. You were saying something like, should those elements be taken out of the game? Gartiz?
Oh.
Weak. All right, well, halfway through the show, so we're going to take a commercial break anyway. Hopefully when we get back, maybe that's why it's not working, because they want us to take a commercial. We'll be back on the other side. Faces for Radio.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, everyone. It is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast, and the business making town. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls. You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting crime. Woo!
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Hey, it's me, the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. NetCarrier has many great products and services to increase your bottom line. Be sure to ask your NetCarrier representative about our hosted PBX. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself and it is not...
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email the Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the end cloud and soar above your competition.
This is Buggy Nova, your Candyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love VOCNation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
Welcome back to Face for Radio. I am Anthony, and I am very glad I had this song in the backup, because it's fitting with the topic we're going with. I'm hoping I'm here with Gartiz. Gartiz, are you here with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Oh, it is so nice to hear your voice, pal.
It's nice to be heard.
Well, we were talking in the last segment about... the video game Gamergate scandal game thing going on. And we were talking about censorship in games, sexism, things like that. And you were talking about, you were bringing up a point about Grand Theft Auto and the sexism in it and taking that stuff out of the games. And then you got cut off. So if you would like to continue from there, I'd love to hear what your point was.
Okay. Well, first off, I'm not singling out that game. I'm using it as just a general example because it seems to be a popular topic. It seems to be kind of like the popular one.
It's an easy one to use for an example.
Exactly. And you that know better than I, if you were to remove some of those elements, well, first, my point is the issue they have with the game itself, with the gaming industry, or with those elements of the game that are minute portion of that game? And second, if you that would know better than I, if they removed some of those elements that might be questionable to some people, would it really affect the game experience overall?
Okay. Let's talk about a couple of these things, right? First of all, they talk about the things she talks about are called tropes. She talks about gaming tropes or women tropes, something like that. And they're basically like themes that are used in games that are like negative. Like, for instance, it's negative in gaming that it's always a male character saving female characters. Stuff like that. Okay? So those are the kind of things. And then she'll bring up different things. But then if you say like, well, what about Tomb Raider? She'll go, well, look at the way she looks in Tomb Raider. She, you know, she's very sexy looking and yada, yada, yada. And then you could say, well, here's the counter argument to that. I feel like every game I play with a male protagonist, they're usually shirtless and they have a six pack and they're jacked. And then she'll go, well, yeah, but they're, you know, she'll say like their games are always positive. Whereas the games will make – the girls will make sexual innuendos and things like that throughout the entire game. And then you can counter-argue and you can go, well, what about the newest Tomb Raider game? And then, you know, she'll go – she'll say something along the lines of, you know, well, that's only one example. All right? Your other question here, right? You like how I answered all the questions and then gave the counter-arguments? Your other argument was how would it feel to take those things out? Well, you know how I feel about censorship. So no matter what, you're not going to change my mind and get me to say that I think it's a good idea. Here's the way I look at it. You have prostitutes in Grand Theft Auto, right? Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So you have prostitutes in Grand Theft Auto. You can go an entire game without even coming across a prostitute. You can choose to go get services from the prostitute. You can then choose to kill the prostitute after receiving said services and taking your money back. Do you have to do those things? No. Are they in the game as missions in any way? Not once, not in any Grand Theft Auto has it ever been a mission to do that. So basically what they're angry about is the fact that you're given the ability, you're given the free will to choose if you want to be a jerk or not. They don't like that. You should have to be an upstanding citizen. It does, you know what, never mind. You shouldn't have to be an upstanding citizen. You just shouldn't be allowed to go mow down minorities and women. If you want to go mow down a bunch of white people that are characters, that's fine. That we're okay with that. That's essentially the argument.
But again, so I ask again, if that one particular portion of the game is not a mission, it's not essential in finishing the game, if that portion of the game was completely eliminated where you didn't have even the option of doing that, would it affect the total gameplay? Now, I'm not talking about censorship. I'm not talking about going back and pulling it. I'm not talking about taking it out. I'm just talking about as a developer, you don't put that option in or you don't put some of these things in that they're complaining about, does it affect the overall gameplay experience? Or could you still go and enjoy the game without having that option?
I think you absolutely could enjoy the game. I think it just comes down to I think it does come down to a censorship. You know, I think that's what it is. It is a censorship question. But yes, you can enjoy the game in other ways. Grand Theft Auto, there's so many things to do. Like I said, you can go through an entire game without even running into a prostitute.
Okay. So, do you feel like, for instance, like we had talked about this before, that like you know, video games were an art form, mm-hmm. just like a television show is an art form. Now there's censorship rules about television and what can and cannot be on TV, what can be said, what cannot be said, what can
why
be
is
and
there,
not be shown.
Why is there? Why are there rules on television, but there's not rules in the movie theater, Garcia?
Well, I think in the movie theater, you have more of – I think there's more control over who goes in and sees.
Okay.
And I think it's a different – it's a completely different medium.
Okay. So video games are a different medium as well. And I was trying to get you to say that a movie theater has a rating system. Movies have ratings. Video games have ratings.
Well, TV shows have ratings.
They do, but – you can turn on the television and have it on unless your parents put in that parental code, which I've never once seen any family do except the Flanders. But a video game, if you want a mature game, I worked at GameStop for 5 years. If you want a mature game, you have to be with somebody who's of age, and they have to be a parent or like your brother or something.
Now, one of the things that they had talked about, I guess, was like this was coming up and becoming a bigger deal because of the changing demographics of the quote unquote gamer. Of now, there's such a high amount of female gaming happening. Now, they also took into consideration that, you know, like mobile games, which obviously I feel are a completely different genre than your console games.
Yeah, they
and
are.
And that the majority of your females are playing, you know, your Candy Crush and your, and those kind of games are now being considered gamers and part kind of under this giant umbrella of people who play video games, and maybe they're branching out into console games, but now they need to be taken into consideration when these games are being developed, you know, because basically they're being developed by guys for guys, and so those are the kind of things they're going to do, but
no,
that needs to change now.
No, I completely disagree with you, Gartiz, because everybody eats food, right?
Right.
Everybody eats food. McDonald's doesn't cater to everybody. McDonald's caters to people who like junk food, right? People who make violent games with women running around half naked aren't their demographic isn't women. Their demographic is 18 to 30 year old men. That's who they're
right.
They have a market that they're aiming for. Like, the problem with this whole issue is that this woman thinks that everybody has to be included in everything. And that's just not the case. Like, and if, again, it falls back to my earlier point. If they want to make games that don't include these negative, that what they feel are negative things, and they sell, then the other gaming developers are going to stop making the things that don't sell. So really, you need to change the mind of the consumer. And you're not going to change the mind of the consumer. It is what it is. It's like, what do guys like? Guys like good-looking women. Guys like a little violence. Guys like off-the-cuff, dirty humor. That's what guys like. That's our demographic. Like, I don't understand why they need to change that. Like, I'm not going to come in and say, oh, you know what? Candy Crush needs some more bikini-clad women running around. There's not enough of that. I'm going to complain until that's included. No. Enjoy your game. If I want Candy Crush, I'll play Candy Crush. If it doesn't suit what I want, I'm not going to buy Candy Crush.
Now, do you think that there's a market for a game developer to make games similar to what they do with a male to like for a female demographic? Like what would an 18 to 34 year old woman, like what would they be interested in? Like what would the game be? And sometimes I think that their interest, and again, I'm not an expert on this whatsoever, but the interest of an 18 to 34 year old woman, which is essentially the demographic of men that they're going to, the things that they like and the things that they're into, I think are more easily catered to through like that mobile phone type of application. They're just simpler concepts. They're not the, like you said, the shoot 'em up, the big explosions, the naked women, the action sports, that kind of thing. I think that the things they kind of get into are kind of more suited towards some of these application phone games where you're waiting in line at a store and you pick it out and you play it for a little bit, put it away, you know, those kind of things, as opposed to someone who's going to sit down and play a game for an hour, like hours at a time.
Well,
but it goes back to my
go ahead.
I was going to say, but it goes back to my original point. Do you think, like, for instance, there's a company like, let's say, Rockstar. If Rockstar, who makes games that we can agree are made towards a certain demographic, your 18 to 34 year old male, do you think that there it would be a market to develop a video game for the 18 to 34 female who's now
first,
apparently making the stink that there are no games for them?
First, let me let me start by saying most women who I know that play console games don't complain about this stuff, okay? This is a select group of women who are complaining. This is not all women are complaining about the way women are portrayed in games. This is a select group of women that are doing this, okay? That needs to be said, all right? Most women I know that play console games play first-person shooters, role-playing games, and, like, music-based, like, Guitar Hero, Rock Band, those type games, okay? That's what, from what I've seen, from the girls I know that play games, those are the types of games they play. And from working at the stores and seeing them come in and what they buy, that's the kind of stuff they bought. And, you know, they would tell you if it was for them or if it was for, like, a boyfriend or a brother or whatever. So, or they would lie about it, and you'd know if they were lying. But to answer your question, is there a niche for that kind of a demographic? I think there is. For instance, I reviewed a game on 411 Mania. It's a Sherlock Holmes game, okay? New game for PS4. It's a detective game. There's really no violence in it at all. All you do is you go around as Sherlock Holmes, and you're trying to solve, like, murder mysteries, theft mysteries, all types of mysteries, and you do it by finding clues, interrogating suspects, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's not sexist. There's nothing about it that's, you know, that's gender biased. The only thing that's biased that they would probably complain about is that you play as Sherlock Holmes instead of a female, right? Again, there's another game, right? There's a game called Gone Home. And I'm going to give this game away. So if anyone's interested in playing this game, I'm going to give away the whole game. So you know, fast forward, shut the sound off for the next 3 minutes because I'm going to spoil the whole game for you. Gone Home is a game where you play as a girl who comes home. It's a first-person game, and you come home to your house. And it's, like, dark and stormy. The whole house is empty, right? And it's, like, really creepy. It's, like, really scary. And as the game goes on, you keep getting, like, clues as to, like, what happened to the family, like, where they are. And it's like creepy. Like, you, like, at any minute you think, like, something's going to come out and kill you. Like, it's just, it's very scary. It's, like, a very eerie atmosphere. You're, like, you're finding, like, secret rooms that, like, the kids used to hide into. So you're seeing stuff like that. And, like, you see kiddie stuff and it's in, like, creepy atmosphere. But it's, like, not creepy. It's not a scary game. Because at the end, you find out that, like, the girl's sister, who's, like, notes you've been finding throughout the house the whole game, she basically became a lesbian and, like, ran away with her, like, lesbian lover. And, like, that was, like, the end of the game. And it was, like, a nice pro-feminist women ending. So that kind of stuff does exist. It's rare, but it does exist.
That shit sounded terrible.
The game?
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
It's really boring.
It sounds it. It sounds horrible.
It's really boring. I mean, that it's just boring because you don't do anything. You just walk around this house looking for notes, like, basically the whole time.
So, like, the whole intrigue to the game is the mystery? Is, like, figuring out what the mystery was?
Yeah, sort of. Like, you gotta, like you get to the door, and it's, like, you, like, when the game starts, you have to, like, lift up the flower pot to find the key, and then if the key doesn't work, if you gotta, like, find the other key, and like, little puzzles you gotta solve while you're making your way through the house.
Right.
I don't know.
Sounds stupid. Sounds stupid.
It is what it is, man. Like, the other thing, too, is, these people complain about these games, Gartiz, but they don't offer anything. You know? I can't stand people who complain about something but don't have a solution. If you're gonna make your living off of complaining about women's stereotypes in games, why don't you take all the money that you're getting from donations and use that money to make a game that's pro women, or at least that you feel is pro women?
Like, what I don't understand is, like, what would – I mean, is it really a game that's about taking out the negative stereotypes and these negative tropes, as you put it, of women in games? Because it sounds like it's really not about making a pro-woman game or having pro-women games. It's about eliminating the negative stuff from the game.
But everything is considered a negative trope. Everything. Like using like a dead body that's a female's body in like the background of a game is like a negative trope. Using like the princess in Mario to be for Mario to save is a negative trope. Like there's nothing like, and that's, you know, it's a fantasy game for a little kid. Like that's what it is. Like it's just ridiculous, man. It's this liberal nonsense, like take the fun out of everything. Like I don't mean to sound like one of those like right wing crazy people, but that's what it is. Like that's what her argument is. It's a crazy left wing. Everybody needs to be pleased completely, so nobody can do anything else.
Yeah. Sounds like it sucks. I mean, that's not going to affect me one way or another. I just found it interesting that this chick was getting Twitter death threats from the gaming community.
And as I said earlier, I would say that probably 90% of those she sent herself.
Well, you think so, really?
I really do. There was something that happened a couple years ago, and like it came out, and not in mainstream outlets because. And there's like this whole video series you can watch, and I can send it to you if you're interested, of this guy who like goes through and like shows how like all these women are basically like making things up and like using people to like lie and twist things in their favor, and they like make all this stuff up. Yeah.
I mean, well, what do you think? You think it's just to bring attention to their cause?
Yeah, to get more money. There's this one woman. There's this one woman, I can't think of what her name is. She like makes games, and from what everybody says, I haven't played any of them, but they're terrible. They're like the worst games ever. And she was sleeping with a reviewer for a website. I can't remember what the website was. And the reviewer was writing reviews of her games and, like, saying how great the games were. And, like, she's part of this whole Gamergate thing.
You know what? I actually did read about that. I did read something about that that particular situation.
The whole Gamergate thing is that it's, like, it just shows how corrupt mainstream video game reviewers are. That's all it is. They all have agendas. They're reviewing games on based on their feelings rather than if the game's good or not. Case in point, they did it. There was an incredible article I read a couple days ago. There's a game called Bayonetta, right? And Bayonetta is about this chick who's just like she's stacked in the body, right? And she wears clothes that look painted on, basically, right? So they just came out with a new Bayonetta game, and Polygon, which is like a very, I can't think of like the word, like hippie-ish, like, you know, like social justice website for video games, did a review, and they took points off because of how sexist they felt the character was portrayed. That's not part of a video game review. Your feeling on how the character portrayed is not part of the graphics, sound, or gameplay. Your feelings don't matter.
And that's, now you'll never put that all on. As a reviewer, will you throw in any kind of personal feeling toward? Now, granted, the things you mentioned are the game itself, but obviously, playing the game is supposed to give you some kind of experience. It's supposed to make you. It's supposed to elicit some kind of feeling or response. And if what you feel or response as a result of the content is negative, couldn't that be in the like part of your review and how you feel about it?
Or yeah, like are you basically like the game makes me feel, you know, like frustrated, happy, sad, angry. Yeah, I get what you're saying, but it's like that the guy who reviewed the game, Ortiz, has a beef with sexism, as he feels it is. So you're not allowed to have a girl look sexy. That's it. That's the bottom line. If a girl looks sexy, he's going to dock points off your review score. That's BS. That's BS.
That's just stupid.
It is. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, so that means if you make a video game for the rest of the and that guy reviews it, if your character is scantily dressed and it's a female, he's going to dock points off of it. That's ridiculous.
What if it's
I wouldn't do that.
What if it's a scantily dressed male?
Who knows? What if he ups it? What if he upped the score because of that?
But I mean, really, at the end, I mean, these video game reviews, do people really pay that much attention? Like, for instance, on your 411 site, I look over a couple movie reviews and some CD reviews, and a lot of times I feel these guys are nudging, and I'm like, you know, you kind of get to judge what these guys like, what they think and what their personal bias are going to be, and you listen to some of them and you kind of don't listen to some other ones. You go, oh man, this guy's a kook, this guy's review is going to include this personal feeling, and I know he's going to say it sucks, and you move on and pay attention to him.
You're absolutely right, Cartese, but you're smart enough to be able to pick that out. Some people who read things aren't smart enough to understand like opinion and stuff. They take everything they read as fact. Like people who watch The Daily Show and take that for like straight news. Like it's like, oh, I get all my news from The Daily Show. It's like, oh, Jesus. I wonder why this country is in trouble.
Wait a minute. I get my news from The Daily Show.
All your news? Like everything you use factually you get from The Daily Show?
Well, honestly, I mean, I'll get into certain things and then kind of research them afterwards to kind of get more of an idea about it. But I don't watch the news, man. I don't pay attention to that shit. And Jon Stewart makes me laugh.
Yeah, but you're not going to take what Jon Stewart says as fact. You're going to take it as opinion based on something that happened. And like you said, you'll do research on it. You're not just going to listen to what he says and go, okay, friggin', that guy's an idiot because Jon Stewart says so.
I don't know. I don't see with that show. I've been watching it for so long that it's not so much because Jon Stewart says so, but if they make a compelling enough argument with video evidence and timelines and those kind of things, I will form an opinion and be like, you know what? This guy's kind of a clown. Like, this guy flip-flopped on things. This guy stuck his foot in his mouth. This guy, you know, changed his opinion when things got bad. You know, that kind of thing. Like, I will form that and go, you know what, man? Video doesn't lie. Like, it doesn't matter who's presenting the video. If
yes,
things are presented in
yes,
a way, not really, man. I mean, granted, there are things you can take out of context in a video interview, but
dude,
I think overall,
there's been so many times where I go to this one website and it shows like the news and it breaks down like, It usually just highlights like when people on the news make opinions, but so many times it has clips of The Daily Show where it shows like a video and be like, this is the actual video, and then this is the video they showed on The Daily Show, and they cut the video on The Daily Show to make it funny or to make it work so that like Jon Stewart can say what he wants to say about it. So to say the video doesn't lie, especially with that show, I just can't not say anything.
No, I can agree, and I'm sure it does happen, and they do clip a lot of things to kind of make the show work. But it's still pretty damn entertaining.
And I completely understand what you're saying. I'm not saying it's not. All I'm saying is that people who listen to what he says and take it as like straight fact, that's a problem.
Well, what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Well, we're either gonna take a commercial or we're gonna close out. I feel like we should close out because my head is pounding.
Yeah, man, you've been talking a lot. You seem passionate about your video games. I probably have to bring that back up again.
You had me tell me my story, and then we got to talk about video games. And I haven't been doing anything except sitting in a chair or laying in bed all day today.
Probably continue to do that.
Yeah. That's why I'm going to eat something.
It's a good idea, too. But yeah, man, I don't. Let's get back next week. So how's that? So I'm assuming we got no R&B studio time?
No, I haven't even looked into that. You know, because with the wife's birthday and all that nonsense going on, I'll start looking into it.
All right, good. Faces for radio. Hi-hats. What?
Hi-hats and sounds.
Hi-hats and sounds. I can't wait to make this album.
It's going to be sweet. All right, guys. Why don't you take us out, Gartiz?
All right, man. As always, like us on Facebook. Hit us up on the gmail.com. And what goes, man? If the gimmick ain't working,
change the gimmick.
Yes, sir.